Simin Tav Kuf Mem Beis. We're up to Siv Beis, and that's what we're doing. Kol Malacha Mutar La'asosa Al Yedei Poel She'ein Lo Mayochol. All Malacha you're allowed to do. For this is even something that you don't need for Chol HaMoed altogether. But you're just giving this person work because he doesn't have money to pay for Simchas Yontif. Kedei She'yistaka V'yarviyach, so that he'll make money. Now, what's called that he doesn't have? Says a machlokas here. One day it says he has nothing. The other day it says, even if he has bread and water, but that's not called Simchas Yontif. Mishabura seems to favor the first opinion, that it literally means he has no money for food whatsoever for Chol HaMoed. And such a person you're allowed to give any malacha to, including malacha for after Yontif, just to give him parnasa, to be able to support him through Yontif. Now the Magen Avraham says that it's got to be done b'tzina. The Mishnah Berurah had brought it previously as well, that by Pol She'en Lo Mayochol, you're still supposed to do it b'tzina. If it's impossible, and he really doesn't have food, so he's allowed to do it even before Hesya. Now, what happens if someone has belongings? He doesn't have what to eat for Chol HaMoed, but he can sell off his belongings. So the Poskim say as follows. If what he has is personal belongings, we're not mechayev him to sell them. If what he has is merchandise that's made for sale, let him sell it. What right does he have to wait around for that great deal that he wanted of selling his merchandise at a higher price and then starve on Chol HaMoed and then claim he's a Pol She'en Lo Mayochol and that we should be matir him to take schar? No. What we would tell him is sell it now. Don't wait until later. Now, the halachi is that a Pol She'en Lo Mayochol is allowed to get schar for the work he does even more than what he needs for Yontif. And once he does it, he can get paid in full. But once he gets paid in full and has more than Mayochal, he can't take another job.